Collin County's latest golf gem was unveiled in spectacular fashion recently as the Texas Golf Hall of Fame, TGHOF, showcased its second anchor site along with the new digital museum at the Northern Texas PGA headquarters in Frisco, next to the lavish Omni PGA complex. It's the second TGHOF anchor site, the original is in Brackenridge Park in San Antonio, but the first to have the digital museum so golf fans for decades can view and hear the voices of Texas's greatest golfing figures for generations to come. I hereby declared the Texas Golf Hall of Fame Digital Museum open. I am proud to be in this legacy, said Abilene's Charles Cootie, who won the 1971 Masters Tournament along with 15 other PGA Tour events, and whose grandsons Pearson and Parker both live in Plano and have qualified for the 2024 PGA Tour which their granddad once dominated. I'm not on that list, of Texas winners, yet, but I'm hoping to be added soon, Pearson said. He attended the glittering outdoor opening with his brother Parkier, his Plano parents Kyle and Debbie, his grandfather Charles and other members of his family. Dallas native Lee Trevino grew up 30 minutes south of the new anchor site in Frisco and began his golfing career caddying at Dallas Athletic Club, which used to be located where Central Expressway and North Park Shopping Center is now set. He said he had never been to see the Northern Texas PGA headquarters and anchor site for the Texas Golf Hall of Fame, but was thrilled to be a part. This is my first time out here and it's incredible, it really is, said Trevino. I just appreciate the sacrifice of those who came before me and those who are here now. I don't think people realize the sacrifice of parents and wives and family who have produced so many golfers here. After caddying at DAC, playing at Tennyson Park, and helping build Hardy's Par 3 where the Old Town Shopping Center now sits, and Colombian Country Club, now Merido GC, Trevino was in the Marines before launching his Hall of Fame golf career. Trevino's North Dallas house where he now lives with his wife is only a few miles from where he used to hunt rabbits for food as a kid. These are my people here, he said. This is where I want to be. PGA Tour veteran Ryan Palmer, who grew up in Amarillo and now lives in Colleyville, said the additions which are part of the massive PGA Frisco complex, all open to public, will be another boost to golf in the area. It's really cool to have an anchor site here in North Texas where people can see the great players in Lone Star Golf past, present and future, said Palmer. Every North Texas PGA player who has won a PGA Tour event or major golf championship has a plaque inlaid in what is called the North Texas Walk of Fame. Some of the greatest putts in North Texas professional golf history from Dallas' Jordan Spieth, Scottie Scheffler and McKinney's Brittany Lang are replicated here. Plano's Brad Elder, who won the State 5A Golf Championship in 1994, was part of the Sunday festivities as well. I'm thrilled to be a part of this great gathering, he said. It's truly an honor. While he has become a televised household name for his commentary on golf nationwide and internationally, former Irving High School star who grew up at Brookhaven Country Club in Dallas, Brandel Chambly said he never forgets his Texas roots. Chambly, who does national golf commentary for the Golf Channel, said there was no other state than where he grew up and learned to play the game which has as many great players as Texas. Only the nation of England has more players in the World Golf Hall of Fame than Texas. It literally makes the hair stand up on my neck to be here and see the greats of the game on this new anchor site, said Chambly. I can only think of Australia and Texas as the two places that have given more to the game with players, teachers and events. It's a magical night of living golf history. It's being part of a legacy, added 42-time LPGA winner Fort Worth's Sandra Haney. It's what motivated me when I was playing and still does. The TGHOF anchor site, North Texas Walk of Fame and replica putting greens are open to the public daily except when it's used for junior golf programming by the Northern Texas PGA. For more information go to www.ronniegolfpark.com or www.ntpga.com.